in Sure-i Alak Allahu Teala says, does he not know that Allah Ta'ala sees him? And in a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day addressing Ashabi Kiram, he said, shame on you. Have shame before Allah, said he. Ashabi Kiram was shocked and says, Ya Rasulullah, we are ashamed. Oh, praise to Allah Ta'ala. He said, no, not that kind of shame. He said, true shame, sincere shame. And we are truly, sincerely ashamed before Allah Ta'ala. He said, you will be guarding what is in your head, what you think. You will be guarding your tongue in your mouth, what you say. You will be guarding what your belly, he said, craves. And you will be guarding what is under your belly, what it desires. And you will constantly think about death, and that there is a last judgment. How are you going to give accounting? Those are the signs, said our Prophet, of someone who is truly ashamed before Allah. I ask myself, and I would like you to ask yourselves, when was the last time that you felt shame? I didn't say before Allah. When did you last time were ashamed? If you could remember. While shame is an absolute ingredient in our religion, a cure for all evil, a cure against hypocrisy, a cure against selfishness, a cure against arrogance and pride, a cure of kufr, a cure for thanklessness. The only feeling of shame which we know is when we lie and we are caught at our lie. When we cheat, when we are caught in our cheating. When we steal, when we are caught stealing. But some of us, even then, we accuse the person who caught us cheating and lying and stealing instead of feeling shame. It is said a flagrant sign of a hypocrite is his shamelessness. Someone in the old days saw somebody just before sunset lying down in the middle of a forest where wolves and wild cats and hyenas and bears were wandering. He was sleeping totally at peace, and his horse was grazing around his head. The person who saw him woke him up. He says, "Wake up." He says, "You cannot sleep here. I mean, you'll certainly get eaten, you and your horse too. Aren't you afraid?" The man looked at him on the face. He said, "I would be ashamed before God to be ashamed to be afraid of anyone and anything except Him," said he. There is a Waliullah called Abu Bakr al-Warraq. He said, "I make my prayers and I finish, and I have such a terrible, terrible shame as if I have just robbed a house and come back from it." When has any one of us, the way we do our prayers and we know how we do our prayers, felt that kind of shame or any kind of shame? When we are afraid of everything and everybody, when were we ashamed of being afraid from things and only have the fear of Allah in our hearts? Junayd Baghdadi says, there is a fact, he said. There is the mercy, the compassion, the generosity of Allah Ta'ala, and all these gifts which comes to us at every breath from Him. And then there is our unworthiness for any of these gifts. He says, between the two, there is the state of the Muslim, which is called haya, which is called shame. When were we last felt this unworthiness vis-a-vis to the gifts of Allah Ta'ala and felt shame? They say the Islamic history evolved in the following steps. The first generation of Muslims, they lived their lives in accordance with what they knew of the words of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, what Allah Ta'ala tells us to do and what not to do, and they try to copy the example of Rasulullah following his sunnah. That was their life. The second generation, they live their lives in loyalty to the first generation. That is the time of Khulafa'i Rashideen, of the four blessed caliphs. They were loyal to the life which was lived by the Ashab during Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they tried to copy what they did during the first generation. The third generation of the Muslims, because they have by then lost really the original religion and the loyalty to their religion, they concocted a set of morals which was called Futuwa. That is the time of the early Islamic Empire of the in Baghdad and in Damascus. And according to this new set of morals which they followed, the most important being justice and truthfulness and loyalty and generosity, etc., they created a huge empire, and that period continued till the end of Ottoman Empire in early 20th century. Then comes the period where the Muslims lived their lives in shame. Shame in having lost everything. Our parents, whether you are Indians or Egyptians or Turks, that is the Muslims of early 20th century, when all the Muslims, they lost their honor, they lost their land, they lost their independence. I have told you the story of my own father, who was a hero of the First World War, that he had lost his arm during the Battle of Dardanelles. And it was in 1968, he came to Vienna to meet me, and upon his insistence, and we are going from Vienna to Budapest in a boat in Donau on the river. And as we are traveling on the river, so between Vienna and Budapest, to your right and to your left, on the top almost of every hill, like an eagle's nest, are Ottoman castles in the middle of Europe. I have never seen my father cry. He he started making strange noises. And then few drops came from his eyes. And I said, "What's happening, Father?" He said, "Oh, son, don't you see those?" He said, "In ruins, that is where we were no time ago. And look at where we are now. Shame on us." He said, "Shame on us." That was the blessed period of shame of the Muslims. But now we live our Islam only with the fear of punishment and with the hope of goodies from Allah Ta'ala, that He will give us riches in this world and paradise in the hereafter. That's our hope. And we are terrified that He's going to make us cancer, or He's going to make us miserable, burn our house, you know, in this world, and there He's going to throw us in hell when we come to Him. Work. Let us all work on at least regaining that wonderful and terrible feeling of shame, which is, if we regain it, will bring us to the gate of salvation as nothing else will. Salaam alaikum. I think the most effective step would be to achieve what Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi has said, to realize the love, the compassion, the generosity, the gifts, the continuous concern. Although we do not see Him, He sees us. And you have to really then examine yourselves. Are you worthy for those gifts? And you find out that you really are not even worthy. That breath which you inhale, the life-giving breath, and feel the shame. That shame, as I repeat, will bring you right to the gates of the truth of Islam. And if you do not feel this, we are an arrogant, egocentric, selfish, lying, stupid creature. Salaam alaikum. It seems perhaps the best place to be for someone who precisely wishes to achieve that state of haya, that state of shame, is to be in place where you will feel ashamed. A place where everybody's faith is better than ours, a place where everybody's behavior is better than ours, a place where everybody is truly ashamed in front of the Lord. Maybe if we would find such a place, that's the place to be. In reality, if you are truly a dervish, my sheikh used to say that we should feel that everyone is better than us. He used to say not only the human beings, but a dog could be a teacher of loyalty and patience. So it depends on your state that every place could be a place where one would be ashamed of one's inferiority. But the culture around us teaches us just the opposite. I am great, I am the greatest, I am the best. And it is not so easy to fight it. Now, having heard this, I would like you to examine your reaction. I have nothing to be ashamed of. I'm an honest person. I don't lie. Which is a lie. I haven't hurt anybody. I haven't cheated anybody. I haven't hurted anybody. I haven't broken anybody's heart. I am innocent. It's a cheat. It's a lie. I just fought with my wife. I was thinking how stupid my friend was. No lie is innocent. Worst is to lie to oneself. One of the times that one feels shame is that you are caught nude. Has it ever happened to you that you're sort of in the shower or just came out of the shower or something, even close to you, your kid walks in or your wife walks in, you go, immediately, you know, you cover yourself. Why? Why? I mean, you could be even like Tarzan, you know, you could be going to gym every day and, you know, you think you look beautiful, but even then, you know, if you're caught nude, oops, you know. I mean, even your mother, your father, you know, right? I mean, has any one of you got caught like this? Huh? I mean, you do understand what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
So why do you think is that? You are caught as you are. You cannot anymore. These clothes here is a sign of our hypocrisy. Clothes make men. And when you go to an interview and this and that, you all dress up and put your neckties on and this and that, and take your clothes off. That's as much closer as we would get to real us. And that's how we really look and know. You know, I don't want to be seen. I am ashamed to be seen as I am, and I am absolutely correct. You see, to be ashamed to be seen as I am. Because as I am is not very good at all. Maybe that makes my point. Yatsıydı ne?
Okundu.
Okundu?
Evet.
Okundu. Meydan hazır. Otur otur ya. Da. Hazır mı meydan? Okey. Now, certain chosen dervishes of the dergah, chosen ones, gave a public performance on Wednesday after having prepared for a long time, and I watched at least their proba, how do you call it, as a
rehearsal.
A rehearsal, and it was quite good, not perfect ever, but who is perfect except Allah Ta'ala? So maybe the effort which you have spent in Fordham, we could spend here, try to move together the Zakirs were good. Are they all here? I don't see Chetan around. What happened to him? Chetan is not here?
He usually comes right on time.
Right on time. He doesn't like our food?
No, he would like to eat with his wife, I guess.
Uh-huh. Or else. Does anybody want to say anything about anything? You can serve tea. Don't be afraid. That's a wonderful when a dervish just once scream that, you know, learns. Doesn't need to be screamed again.
Thank you.
By the way, I tried for the first time your little pill last night.
Oh, first time?
So I got up, it was 1 o'clock. No way I wasn't going to go back to sleep. I went to bed at 11, and 11, 12, 3 hours. And I said, I'm going to take Dr. Sadek's pill. Hello? Didn't even take 10, 15 minutes. And, but you know, I had to get up again for certain reasons. But, you know, almost my eyes closed, and as soon as I hit the bed, I went immediately back to sleep. And I slept till 7 o'clock in the morning, nicely.
Good.
So it worked. And no side effects. I mean, I got up, you know, no...
Alhamdulillah. I was afraid to ask, Baba. I was afraid to ask you.
Yeah, I'm thankful. I mean, Gulali swears by it. Is that the same thing which he's taking?
He's taking another one.
Another?
He's taking something.
So, for each person, you have a different sleeping pill? Do not be shy. Anybody, any questions? Ne dedi?
Çetin yarım saat içinde burada olacakmış.
Oo. Well, so we have half an hour if we are going to wait for Godot. Waiting for Godot.
It takes more than a half hour.
Waiting for Godot, yeah. And also we have to be in garbage cans, right? Alhamdulillah, we are not.
That was Vasek's favorite.
Did you hit the ladies too? You never collect money from the ladies.
Yes,
you did.
Yes.
Did anybody pay?
Yes.
Really? So they have money.
Yes. Some of them say my husband is going to give, and some of the husbands say get it from my wife.
Oh, I see.
It balances out, Bob. Sometimes I get from both husband and wife. Which is also true.
Well, have you been listening to your egos? What did they say about what it heard tonight? You're not listening to your egos? You should be listening to your egos. Thank you. Well, I'm going to ask a question to men. Although it's very hard to make you speak. When you were young and you were flirting with women, and when you proposed to women, there are some women which sort of blushes. Now you can see all of a sudden, you know, their faces become red, and there are some women, ha 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 ha. Which one did you prefer? The one who blushed, or the one who said, ha 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 ha?
Should we take a vote, Papa? Hmm? Should we take a vote?
You are very generous. Obviously, the one who blushes is harder to get. No answer. There are even some men who blushes. At least there used to be.
There still are.
Anyhow, in the old days, it was a value, maybe no longer. Wrong question. Things have changed since my time, many times. Okay.
But in the Christian tradition, when Hazrat Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, the first thing they did was grab something to cover themselves.
What happened?
The fig leaf. They grabbed fig leaves to put on.
Yeah.
It was after they bit the fruit.
After they ate the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you deduct from that?
Well, the fruit was the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And they were tempted in the Christian tradition to eat it because you'll be like God. Mm-hmm. You'll know right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So along with this came shame.
Mm.
With this knowledge came shame.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so there is something to it. Yeah.
During the conversation at work with friends and co-workers and stuff, I make a comment and I blush. But I don't expect it. And then they say, well, you turn like red beak. It's obvious, I try to control it. But where does that come from? Because in my mind, it's not a shameful thing, but all of a sudden it becomes apparent.
Bazen işte, arkadaşlarla konuşurken, utanılacak bir şey söylememe rağmen bazen bir şey söyledikten sonra kızardığımı hissediyorum. Hatta pancar gibi oldun diye de alay ediyorlar benimle diyor. Bunun sebebi ne acaba?
Well, I think maybe he can explain. What is, where does the blushing come from?
You know best, Baba.
Hmm?
You know best, Baba.
Yeah, okay, I know best, but I'm not.
It's usually a reaction of the autonomic nervous system when you have a sympathetic reaction or something, where you, whenever you're embarrassed or otherwise excited or even angry, you know, there are certain reactions that increase the blood vessels in your skin, and then you flush. And then there are some hormonal things that women, when they are having their change, also they have those same reactions and some other things like that. As many of you might be aware. It's few of you.
You should be blushing.
So, but still, the mental situation has a has an effect to it.
Yes, it can be, yes, in certain other reactions, yes.
But the body doesn't do anything hardly, you know, except all by the order of the mind, doesn't it?
Yes.
Baba, I used to blush a lot. Maybe I still do. And it was excessive. So I read somewhere that there was a cure for hiccups, for stuttering. Then one of the techniques for curing stuttering, was to try to stutter when you felt it coming on. And if you do it really hard, you don't stutter. So it was applied to blushing. I tried it and it worked.
And it worked?
If you feel it coming on, try to blush, and it doesn't happen. Stop it. I don't know why.
So, well, maybe you can explain that too.
No, no. I don't want to get into.
We are interested. I mean,
well, you know, ultimately the mind, Baba, controls everything. So, whichever way you take it, and you take your focus off what's happening, you will cure
it.
Yes.
So that's what it is then. In short, you fool yourself, right?
Yes.
But with me, there is no warning, it just comes. Like there is no warning of blushing. It all very, like rarely, somebody will say, I'll make an off-the-cuff comment, and all of a sudden I blush. I don't notice it, then you blush, and then I feel the rush after.
Think of something else.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I was listening to someone give khutbah, and he said that dhikr is to perform dhikr is highly recommended, and he said that the best form of dhikr is salat.
Yes, that's a hadith. Definitely.
Assalamu alaikum. My question is, why we as men, we feel ashamed most of the time we get rejection from a woman?
Biz erkekler, kadınlar bizi reddettiği zaman neden haya duyuyoruz, utanıyoruz?
That's very interesting. So is that what you generalize? Because I am a man too, but I haven't had that feeling ever, of being ashamed when I was refused, although I wasn't refused very often. But that's an interesting point of view, what you are saying. But I presume then you feel inferior. You feel you know that somebody found you not good enough. You know, and therefore you feel inferiority, and so you feel ashamed of your inferiority. Yeah. Well, that's what we were talking about. In fact, I mean, we are inferior. Yeah. And when we are cheating, now obviously we are dishonest. When we are lying, we are dishonest, and we are caught. You know, and then we feel terrible. But you can't very well blush, can you? What happens? You turn white when you're trying to
blush? It was my own experience, but when I met my wife, I was really interested.
No, but you said when you are angry. I think that when one is angry, one turns white. You know, one doesn't blush. That's another thing which happens, but probably then the veins become tight, you know, then you don't. But it is interesting, then there is definitely, it's another proof. Somehow mind is quite closely related to the soul, you know, I think. No, because that we don't know where the soul is, but we know where the mind is, huh? And somehow, obviously, it the body has a very close, you know, relation with the mind. I mean, this physiology. Huh?
What do you think, Baba? When you're angry, you get white.
Sinirlendiğimiz zaman gerçekten
beyaz. Of course, beyaz
ya. Habib should get angry. Who? Habib.
Who?
Habib.
Habibullah.
Habibullah
is there. Habib.
He says he's a part-time Muslim.